Truly, we're in the Father's house this morning. Amen. Thank you, choir. If you turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 15, Gospel of Luke chapter 15, appreciate everything that's been said and done to make this service a special service. Amen. This is a story we're familiar with from Sunday school, one of the greatest stories of all human history and literature. And I'm going to interrupt it for just one verse. If you would stand this morning, I'm going to look at verse 20. A younger son in rebellion demanded his share of the inheritance, left his father and home and went out, lived wickedly, spent the money, ended up in a pig's pen, hungry, destitute, filthy. But in the pig's pen, he realized something. He said, I have sinned, and I'm going to go to my father. And there I want us to look at verse 20. He arose and came to his father. But when the father was yet, when the son was yet a great way off, his father saw him, must have been looking for him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. When you see in the language there, he fell on his neck, that means he hugged his son. He threw his arms around his son, and dragged his son, pulled his son into his embrace. Hallelujah. Anybody here ever felt that embrace? Anyone here ever felt that embrace of the Heavenly Father? I want to preach this morning on hugged as only a father can. Hugged as only a father can. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray this morning. I pray that you would move and work with your Spirit, Lord. Open our hearts. Lord, you know what you want to accomplish for eternity in this place. I feel your Holy Spirit already at work in our hearts and lives. Lord, I pray this would be a special day, Lord, for our fathers. But may it be a special day of someone coming to know Christ as Savior and Lord of their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. God's people said, amen. Amen. You can be seated. You might remember from several years ago, I believe it was 2002, in the Salt Lake City suburbs, a deluded man entered a home and by knife point took a 14-year-old girl, Elizabeth Smart, captive, drug her out of her house, took her up into the mountains, and tethered her with a 10-foot cable, living out there in the open with a few tents and tarps. He began to abuse her. For 9 months, they lived a life many times without water and food, but with daily abuse. Went from the mountains to try to keep from being detected, went to California, and returned. And upon the return to Salt Lake City, somebody recognized her, even though she was covered with robes and a veil, recognized her, called the police. The police came, arrested the man and his wife on the streets, and took the 14-year-old girl after 9 months in captivity, took her to the police station. They put her in a room by herself and called her father. She said it wasn't long till the door opened and her father just stood there for a minute, began to weep and looked at her, and she looked at him. And then he ran to his daughter, Elizabeth Smart, and threw his arms around her. And then I used her words. She said, he hugged me as only a father can. He hugged me as only a father can. 9 months of the attentions and the abuse and the embrace of a perverted man, but now she's in the arms of her father. Amen. Hugged as only a father can. The prodigal son had come to the place that nobody wanted to touch him. Nobody wanted to have anything to do with him. The prodigal son, nobody wanted to hug him. He reeked of the pig's pen. He was dirty. His clothes were dirty. He was a rebel. But he came to himself and said, I have sinned. I'll go to my father. And when he came to his father ran and met him and threw his arms around that dirty son. And I believe if you would ask the prodigal what it was like at that moment, I believe he would have used the same words as Elizabeth Smart. I believe he would have said, my father hugged me as only a father can. Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I can't get away from those words. Hugged as only a father can. Amen. One day you were lost in sin. I was lost in sin. But we came to ourselves and we came to the Father. And I want you to know when we got to him, he hugged us as only a father can. Hallelujah. I want to leave with us this morning. First of all, there is a father who hugs. There is a father who hugs. I want to ask the question, where did Elizabeth Smart's father get that capacity and desire to hug a child like that? Where did the prodigal son's father get that capacity and desire to hug a son like that? I'll tell you where they got it. God put it in them. God made a father in his image. And God put within a father a desire and an ability and a capacity to hug his children like nobody else can. Oh, I'm glad to tell you this morning, God Almighty, divine, God hugs people. Hallelujah. I said God hugs people. God hugs the hurting. God hugs those that have been rebellious. God hugs those who have ran from him. God embraces all who come to him as certainly as that father hugged that prodigal son. Amen. How many remember when you left the pig pen of sin? Anybody here remember that? How many remember when you came to yourself? How many remember when you came to the awareness that you had sinned? Do you remember when you came to the Father? Was his arms crossed? Amen. Was he obstinate towards you? No, sir. When you came to the Father, his arms were wide open. And he hugged you with the hug of grace, a hug of mercy, a hug of love, a hug of acceptance. He hugged you as only a father can. Amen. Jesus and God through him is often seen in Scripture as the good shepherd who is looking for the lost sheep. I begin to think of when a shepherd finds the sheep that's lost. Being lost, that sheep is often hurt or entrapped, ensnared. That sheep is often depleted and hungry. And so what does the shepherd do when he finds the sheep? He picks it up and takes the sheep into his arms. Isaiah in the Old Testament, the prophet, he saw that picture. He said in Isaiah 40, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. Oh, hallelujah. He shall carry them, take them in his arms, carry them in his bosom. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad we have a God who knows how to hug? I said we have a God who knows. I believe he wants to hug some lost sheep this morning. I don't know where you found yourself. I don't know how the hurt, the injury, I don't know how deep it is, but there is a God who will take you in his arms. Oh, good shepherd. Amen. He'll hug you as only a father can hug you. Amen. That son left in a state of rebellion. I doubt if he let the father, his father, hug him as he left home in a state of rebellion. As he left, there was no hug, but there was a hug when he returned. There's always a hug when you return to God. Oh, thank God for a God who hugs. Secondly, I want to leave with you that a father needs to hug. It's not macho to feel like men don't hug their families. And this comes from a fella, as you know, I'm not that real touchy-touchy kind of a person, but I hug my family. Amen. A father needs to hug. It's a manly action to hug your family. You say, how can you say it's manly? Well, if God the Father hugs, It's the ultimate sign of leadership and strength to hug someone that you love. A father needs to hug. Amen. Thinking about what the father's hug meant to Elizabeth and thinking about what that hug meant to the prodigal, it makes me aware once again that a father needs to hug his wife. He needs to hug his children. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for that. That is in our family. Amen. Micah, he just went for a month of being out on the field. Before he left, he reached out and embraced me and said, "Dad, I love you." Amen. Two men. He's a man. Amen. But two men. Why? A father needs to hug his children. Did you know some fathers have never hugged their children? And awful, awful, awful. Some children have only known the abuse of a father. But if you're a born again, if you're a man, amen, in Christ, you need to be somebody that conveys that and hug your children as only a father can. Thank God for a mother's hug and a grandmother's hug. But children need the hug of their father, and wives need the hug of the father of their children. Amen. Many fathers, their hug is only this big. You don't believe it? The only thing they know how to hug is a remote control. Or a cell phone, or a can of beer. But I'm telling you, you need to be a man that has this, not this kind of hug. How many would say there's too much of this kind of hugging? Oh, hallelujah. Fathers, you need to hug. Why? Why? Whether God or an earthly father. What's in a father's hug? Oh, there's security. I said there's security. A father's hug says you are safe. Wasn't that what it was about Elizabeth? Been in danger, been abused, but in her father's arms, she's safe. She's secure. And I want to tell you, you may be 50 years old, but you need the hug of your father, because a father's hug says you are safe. Oh, how many's glad today that you're sheltered in the arms of God. Hallelujah. A father's hug, there's security. In a father's hug, there's acceptance. A hug says to a child, whatever you've done, however you've messed up, even however disagreeable you've been, you are my child. You don't have to try to gain my acceptance. My hug says, I accept you. Listen, that prodigal son, his behavior was contrary. It was wrong. It was wicked. But when he came to the Father accepted him. Oh, hallelujah. And no, he didn't just leave the son like that. He helped the son. He gave him new clothes. He gave him a bath. He fed him. But I'm so glad. Amen. The Father, when he hugged us, he was saying, I accept you. It don't matter what you've done in the past. It don't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter you just came out of the pig pen. The Father's head hug says, I accept you. And dads, earthly dads, when you hug your children, they've done wrong. They may not be right at the moment, but your hug says, I accept you. You are my child. Another thing a father's hug conveys is ownership. You belong to me. You're mine. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad to know you belong to the Lord. Amen. Your children, fathers, need to know they belong. But a father's hug conveys strength. It conveys strength. I'll do for you what you need done. Amen. I'll help you the way I can help you. And a father's hug conveys love. And we could go on and on. But that's how a father hugs like no one else. The strength, the security, the acceptance, the ownership, the strength. Amen. I'm glad that we have a father that hugs. But dads, we need to hug our children. Many years ago, I was preaching a youth camp. I didn't know the story till afterwards, but I was preaching on the prodigal son. And I preached to those young people. I said, if you've been away from God, it doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been. If you'll come to God, he'll meet you like a heavenly father. And he'll hold you in his arms and save you. I preached, and as I was preaching, I noticed a young lady very disturbed towards the back, just weeping and crying. I thought certainly she would come in the altar call. She didn't come in the altar call. I saw sisters go back and talk to her and try to get her to come pray. She shook her head no. I found out the story from them after service. She never did come. And she said her dad was a pastor, and I knew who he was. And she had got rebellious in those teenage years and left the house and went and done some very sinful, rebellious things. But she tired of that sinful life. And so she went home expecting her dad to take her in. She said, "Dad, I'm sorry. I've been wrong. I don't want to live like this. I want to live for God." Her dad took her and led her to the front door and pushed her out and said to her, "You've dirtied yourself. You've done wrong. You've sinned. And I don't want you in my house." And locked the door behind her. And she told those ladies, this is what she said. She said, "That preacher was lying tonight. Because he said God would receive me like my father would. But my father wouldn't receive me in his arms. My father wouldn't take me back. Why should I believe God will take me back?" Dad, we need to hug our children. Our children need to know from us that God has an unconditional love to his children who return to him. If we're not the fathers that we ought to be for our children, they'll completely miss the kind of God father that he wants to be to them. If we do not hug our children, they won't understand that the Father above wants to hug them. And I like to say, dads, it's never too late to start. If you failed as a father, let the Heavenly Father be a father to you, and he will help you be the father you ought to be to your children. But fathers need to hug. I'm not talking about an empty gesture. I'm talking about that parental, that father, that embrace that conveys so much. Last of all, I want to leave with you that not only do fathers need to hug, but many times fathers need a hug. Oh, they're men. They don't need a hug. Oh, get rid of your John Wayne-ish stuff there. Fathers need a hug. Since dads seem to have all the answers and they are able to do what needs to be done, many times they provide, they protect. They seem like they're self-sufficient machines that don't need a hug. But I want you to know fathers need a hug. And sometimes not just a physical hug. They need a verbal hug. Same three-letter word. They don't need a nag. They need a hug. Amen. Fathers need a hug. They need a hug by their family. A hug by a wife. A hug by a child. They need a hug. Fathers need a hug. It's amazing. You know, as I was preparing this sermon, and three of my kids are grown, long gone, but I could literally, Brother Steve, as I prepared this, at this point, fathers need a hug, I could feel their little arms around my neck when they were little. Yeah. Fathers need a hug. Not only by their families, but fathers need a hug by God. Amen. Fathers need a Heavenly Father to hug them. How do we know that the Heavenly Father wants to hug us? How do we know that? I'm not going to digress in some theological ramblings this morning, but how do we know the Father wants to hug us? How do we know it? Well, you say, well, you told us the story of the prodigal son. That's a good indication, yes, but how do we know the Father wants to hug us? Do you remember something Jesus said? He said, "He that has seen me hath seen the Father." And I want you to think of one of the ways that we've seen Jesus. We've seen him nailed to a cross with his arms spread out. How do you know the Father wants to hug us? "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." How many believes Jesus has his arms wide open? Hallelujah. You know he wants to hug you because he was like this on the cross for us and our sin. Hallelujah. Fathers need a hug. And the cross is forever a reminder that God is waiting and wanting to hug us in His embrace. Jesus suffered the rejection of the Father, so we don't have to. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He suffered that rejection that no man, no boy, no girl, no person, no woman that comes to Him ever has to worry about being rejected. Jesus has already been rejected by the Father. And because of that, the Father receives all those that come to Him. Amen. I said amen. But maybe I could have some help real quick before I end here. Brother Luke, would you mind to help me for a moment? Amen. Grant, would you mind to help me? You've helped me before. They always have you playing Jesus and everything, don't they? Will you be Jesus and the Father? Okay, just stay right there. You're going to be the prodigal. You see Him coming, so you stretch out your arms to embrace Him. And here He comes. But you can't hug Him. Why? There's something in between. You know what it was for the prodigal son? It was his rebellion and his sin. Father, you're wanting to hug Him, aren't you? You're wanting to be hugged, aren't you? But your rebellion, your sin. But you know there's something. You can't be hugged when there's something in between. Did you know that? Your sins have separated between you and your God. But you know what this prodigal son did? He said, I have sinned, Father, against heaven and you. And when he said, I have sinned, he moved out of the way what was between him and the embrace of the Father. Say it, I have sinned.
I have sinned.
And he moved it out of the way. And now the Father can hug the prodigal. Hallelujah. You say this thing about the Father's embrace. Why don't I feel His arms? Thank you, guys. Why can't I experience that? Because you got to get rid of what's in between. That's what the prodigal son did. As soon as he said, I have sinned, he got it out of the way. Oh, somebody could say that this morning. I have sinned. And you would feel the Father's embrace. What a wonderful God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. I begin to think, music, would you come? Amen. About that. That took that prodigal son completely by surprise. Amen. His father just grabbed hold of him and just pulled him to him. But I got to thinking, Brother David, he had to be startled. That prodigal son had to be, he stank. Nobody wanted to touch him. No one would. He had to be startled by the response of his father. You know what I think? I think he just stood there for a moment like this. You've ever been hugged by somebody and you didn't know really how? He didn't know what to do. Amen. Never mind. I won't go there. He didn't know what to do. And so he just stood there, startled and amazed at the reaction of his father. I don't know how long he stood there thinking, why is dad hugging me like this? I left rebellious. Why is dad hugging me like this? I stink. I've been with the pigs. Why is dad hugging me like this? I'm dirty. But I believe it wasn't long in that father's embrace that prodigal son began to weep. And those arms that were down at his side, I believe that prodigal son's arms begin to rise until he began to return the embrace of the Father. Oh, I've seen that in salvation. Here's somebody away from God, filthy in their sins, detestable in the things that they've done, but they get a glimpse of the Father and they're surprised that the Father reaches out and embraces them. They can't even believe His grace. I'm sorry, Father. I don't even deserve to be called a son. Just make me a servant. I don't deserve this love, Father. Oh, but it's not long until they get it. They get the love. They get the grace. They get the mercy. They're being hugged as only a father can hug. And it's not long until they find their arms of their heart rising and they're returning the Father's embrace. Anybody here this morning feel like returning the Father's embrace? Hug Him back. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad we serve a God who hugs as only a father can. This story got a hold of me and I wanted to share it as we close. There was a professional fisherman, Cody. Made lots of money. Best of houses, boat, vehicles. But he got on crack. His home was in the Los Angeles area. He got on crack. There's a church there, Central Christian Church. Part of their ministry is to reach out to the homeless of Las Vegas. They go to a park every day and they feed them, provide a shower for them back at the church facility. And this church met Cody there. Because of his habit, he lost his home, his boat, and had spent $600,000 of his savings. When they found him in the park one day, he stank so bad that the other homeless people didn't want to be around him. He stank that bad. And so one of them, the church members, as they passed out the sandwiches, they reminded him, they said, "Now you know back at the church, we have showers, and you're welcome to go there and take a shower." He said, "The last place I wanted to go was a church." But he said, "When I walked through the doors, one of the members of that church looked at me and said, 'You need a hug.'" Not "you need a shower." "You need a hug." He said, "I looked at this person and said, 'You don't want to hug me. I hadn't had a shower in 3 months.'" That person said, "Oh, yes, I want to hug you." He said that member reached out and pulled me in their embrace. And he said, "At that moment, something happened in my heart." He gave his life to Jesus Christ, began leading Bible studies to the homeless in the park. It wasn't long till he started his own business, has a home, is married with children, and it all happened with a hug. Hallelujah. I want to ask a question first of all this morning. Do you realize that God may be wanting to hug somebody through you? Have you thought about that? The second thing I want to leave you with from that little illustration with the young men. Some of you desperately need a hug, but there's something between. Don't you think it's time to get rid of what's in between you and the embrace of the Father? Could you stand across the building? I want you to reach up to heaven before we go any further and thank God for the embrace of a father. Say, "Father, you have hugged me as only a father can. You have hugged me as only a father can." Hallelujah. Thank him. Would you thank him? Would you thank him across the building? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wonder if you're here, you've been away from God like the prodigal. You need the hug. You need the embrace of the Father. And you're willing to say with the prodigal son, "I have sinned." Amen. Get it out of the way. If you're here and you need the embrace of the Father in salvation, I'd like for you to come right now. You say, "This is Father's Day." I know it is. But whether male or female, young or old, if you need the embrace of the Father, you've never had that embrace of salvation, that hug of mercy and grace. If you'd like to come right now and say, "I need that Father's hug this morning. I want to return to God." Is there anyone in the building? Amen. You can just walk right down this aisle. These are steps we use as an altar. And as you get here, there'll be somebody here to pray with you. Anyone in the building, I need that embrace. I need mercy. I need love. I need that acceptance of my Heavenly Father. I need it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you praying, church? God, do a work of grace this morning. Oh, hallelujah. That prodigal, he came to himself. You feel the Holy Spirit at work on your heart. You're saying, "Oh, how I need a Savior. Oh, how I need God. Oh, how I need the Father." Amen. You need his hug this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Fathers, would you do something for me this morning? And we have so many that, amen. At first, I would like to ask fathers with children that are here with you, Father, would you come and just stand as close as you can to this step? Come ahead, fathers. Thank you. Just come and stand. Come and stand as close as you can to this step all across this building. Amen. You may have to go down the wings here. Amen. Thank you, fathers. I appreciate these men. I admire these men. I do. Hallelujah. Amen. These are faithful men of our church. They work hard. They pray hard. Step as close as you can to the step and go down the wings if you have to. Amen. Praise the Lord. Other fathers, would you like to come? Amen. As many fathers as we can, would you come? We'll make group up on the platform if we need to. Amen. Thank God for these men. Hallelujah. I determined, we got young fathers, we got older fathers. I determined I wasn't going to preach at you today, and I haven't. I really haven't. But I want to encourage you to realize how important your hug is to your wife and your children. Women won't always tell you that, but they need that. They need you to hug. But I also want you to know it's important to know that you need a hug. Amen. Wives, children, can you look up here? Now, I want to invite you. Jonathan, if you scoot down just a little bit there. We'll leave kind of a little door here if you need to get up on the platform. I want to invite wives and children. I want you to know something. These fathers, they need a hug too. Amen. I'm not talking about something light and frivolous and pointless. I'm talking about not only the human embrace, but the spiritual embrace. Wives and children, I'd like for you to come right now. Would you come? And would you find your father, your husband? And would you hug him and pray for him this morning? Amen. And we depend upon a father's hug, but fathers, you need a hug. And I pray that the grace of God would touch some of our men. Some of you got physical needs. Some of you got spiritual needs. Some of you have needs in your home. And I pray that, listen to me, listen. I pray that through the hug of your children and the hug of your wife, you'd feel the hug of the Heavenly Father this morning. Amen. If some of you need to come up here, you can do that. Would you do that? And once you hug them, I would like for you to begin to pray for them. Say, God bless this man. Lord, help this man. God strengthen this man. Lord, empower this man. Come on, give him a big hug and pray for him right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, these are the men. These are the leaders of the home. These are the priests of their home. These are those that you have called to lead their family. And I pray, God, that they would feel your grace through the hug of their family. I pray that they would feel your strength. Fathers, come on, let the Heavenly Father hug you. Amen. You're not pulling back from your wife's hug or your children's hug. Don't pull back from the hug of God. Let the Father hug you. You say, I'm not a prodigal. That doesn't change a thing. We need the hug of the Father. His arms of mercy. His arms of love. His arms of acceptance. His arms of belonging. Amen. Let the Father hug you as only a father can. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray, Father. Lord, bless our men this morning. Strengthen our men. God, let them feel your great love, your great mercy. Bless them. Bless their marriage. Bless their home. Bless their children. Bless them, Lord, today. Oh, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Bless these men, Lord. Oh, come on. Come on, give them that hug of love. Hallelujah. Father, return that hug now. Father, return that hug. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank God. Father, Heavenly Father, I ask you to put your arms around this whole group this morning. Amen. Heavenly Father, put your arms around this whole group, this whole church this morning. Hug them, Lord. Hug us in your embrace of mercy and acceptance. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen. Church, before we leave, let's lift our hearts and hands and let's thank the Heavenly Father. We have a Heavenly Father above. With eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. He really cares. Hallelujah. He really cares. He really cares. Hallelujah. Amen. As you go back to your seats, there are those that weren't able to come. Maybe God wants to use you, amen, to hug somebody. As you lead back towards your seats, there may be someone, a young person, appropriately, but a young person, someone God may lead you to hug. Would you do that? Would you show the love of God? Show the love of God through a hug. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May God go with you. I want to see you tonight in our service. May God continue to move in our hearts. Amen.